This is the Taney County Board of Equalization. We are back from recess at the end of yesterday's business. This is July 2nd, 2013, and we're here for BOE proceedings. And the first appointments we have this morning are Henry and Phyllis Cheatwood. Buongiorno.
Ciao.
Well, we have the rental first. It has an assessor's appraised value of $55,211.
Okay. And they just aren't selling for that in there. We got the latest one, which sold in June, was listed for a high bill. It was listed for $89,000, and it sold for $38,500. Because it has been on the market for.
Tell me where the property is.
It's by the high school in Hollister, and they are actually manufactured homes. They're on, hopefully, we think, on nice foundations, but they're not selling for. We think it's worth the 34 that we paid, or 35, but don't think it should be taxed on the basis of what they're being taxed.
Just leave that there first. Now these are sales that you have found that.
These are sales that I got from the assessor's office, and then the one that I just recently got, I got from a realtor. The one for.
Do you know how there's one here sold for 55 and one sold for 57.9 on the list you provided? Do you know how they compare? I mean, are they extremely better? You got two high sales and two low sales is what I'm seeing on the comparables.
Right. I say that they are larger. Do you have the square footage there?
Base square footage, 1152. According to this, we've got you as a base area of 1404. They're all right in the range. You're actually a little larger, which at 34,000 is your sale, I'm assuming. And even the 57.9 was a foreclosure sale. According to, I'm just looking at your numbers you have.
And I think there are a lot of foreclosures because the house places just aren't selling. We don't think it's a terribly bad area, but they're not selling.
These are all modular homes?
They're all allowed. Yeah, they're all modular, double wide type, but they're set on good foundations and have all excellent amenities to them, seems like.
Excellent amenities?
Yes. Street, don't they have paved streets?
Oh, yes, paved street. Yes. Water and sewer?
Yeah.
Okay. Excellent necessities?
Yeah, necessities. all I can see to do with the property is depreciate it some on being a designated as a double wide. We don't have it. We have it depreciated as if it were a regular home.
What difference would that make, James?
It'd make a considerable line.
They're requesting $34,000 for assessed. We have it. I'm sorry, appraised. The assessor has it appraised at $55,211.
Right.
That would change. It would change it to about 49,575 by depreciating it to the 80% level of a mobile home instead of home. But I'll have to be really honest with the evidence you provided. It's not saying we're very far off on our appraisal. If you array those and take your sale out, we're right on the money. I believe. I don't know. Jeff is more of an appraiser than I am.
Well, we got a really good deal.
Would you go back to the comparables?
Yeah, wait a minute. They've got the decision on it. These guys. These guys will have the decision.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
Go back to the comp sales on it. You'll see what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the listing, Christy.
I'm ready.
I mean, you got a...
I see, James, from the second sale and the fourth sale that are listed. Is that what you're referring to?
First sale, go back to the third column. The first sale and the last sale, you pull their sale out and appraise it to those three other sales, and we're not off very far. You got a 37.5, a 57.9, and a 55,000 that you'd be running your appraisal off of. If I'm looking at it right, I mean.
Well, now, all right, help me out. One of these parcels is their property?
The second one, the 34,000.
Is the amount that's listed there where it says sell what they paid for it?
Yes, sir. What he's saying, Ron, is the square footage. If you put the square footage beside the sale price over there, theirs is a larger square footage. And they get less money for it. And if you use the other three comparables, then it looks like that the price is, you know, fairly equal.
Well, if you take the top sale as an arm's length transaction, it has to have tremendous weight put to it. It's not a foreclosure sale.
Arm's length.
Yes, that's a definition in the appraisal world of a willing buyer and a willing seller with no outside.
Rather than a forced sale.
Right, foreclosure.
What's your recommendation, James?
My recommendation to the board is depreciate this down to the mobile home value of $49,575.
I'll make that a motion.
I'll second it.
Motion has been made and seconded to lower the appraised value of BOE number 2013-04 to $49,575 appraised value. Discussion? All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Let me put that down.
Thank you. They have two more properties, two vacant lots. They're both appraised at $32,000. And they're requesting those to be assessed at $1,900, and the assessor has the assessed at $6,080.
If it's assessed at $1,900, what would the appraised value be? 5, 48, 9.
$10,000.
That's exactly right.
It says Maple Ridge Branch. Where's that road down there? Is that, that's not all the way in the bottom, is it?
No.
Okay.
No, in fact, it's off of that top turn.
She's got it up now.
And the other one is on that same.
Oh, I see where we're at now. Exactly. Okay.
Where's the point to the lots net adjacent to it? These are said lots of the old Remus where they sold for. We made the adjustment. Yeah. They sold for $59,000, $69,000, and then the bust kind of hit, and they started selling for $25,000 on some foreclosures, and they were splitting them and selling half of them for $25,000. Then I have seen the sales of $9,000 to $12,000. We're still in a set of lots, like I say. That's how we determine the value.
Is that close to where, I'd like to call his name, Zimmerman bought his property down there? Or is that on over? No,
this is on that main ridge.
This is going down on the left. Okay.
Yeah, it's on the main ridge. I thought 2 years ago we made an adjustment on the entire.
We did. We took them to the 32,000 that's wrong.
They were at 50 something, and we adjusted them down to 30,
yeah.
32. I believe, I mean, if memory serves me right, because you did that, we did the entire, was that last year?
It wasn't last year.
Well, it couldn't have been last year, but I mean, it was, I was going to ask Jeff, because this is where we made the adjustment on the entire subdivision at the, you know, the light. We saved 2 or 3 days at the very last and did subdivisions where we made the adjustments. Mm-hmm. And this is one of them, and it was like at 50, and we moved them all down to the 32, all those.
Can you show me, Donna or Christy, can you show me the valuation of this property last year?
This is it.
So it didn't go down from last year, but it went down from the year before?
Yes.
From 2010 to
2011.
Okay.
2011 is when you made the decision. Or we made it. It was a recommendation. I don't know whether there's ever an official BOE decision. It's a very problematic area.
So this too.
What did you guys pay for those?
$5,000
each.
They paid $5,000.
From the bank or from an individual?
No, from tax sale.
Yeah. You bought a tax sale?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Were those tax sale?
No, it was sold by the collector. There's a number of them down there because they're not selling.
Yeah.
People just letting them go. We're talking about both 05 and 06, Donna? Or just
yes.
Okay.
two lots, two vacant lots. That's in the Shoals Bend subdivision.
Based on her comparable sales, she's provided the lots are worth around $15,000, is what I'm saying. Are you seeing that, Jeff, or?
Yeah, I would make a motion to set the appraised value at $15,000 on both 05 and 06.
Is there a second?
I'll second the motion.
Motion's made and second to establish the appraised value of BOE numbers 2013-05 and 2013-06 at $15,000 each.
Does it make a difference that they're just unimproved land? Or?
In a subdivision, sometimes unimproved land is worth more than improved land because of people want trees instead of field. Oh. A lot of old Remus is just straight field with no trees or nowhere. Oh. So, but that's what we've seen in the past. I don't know whether that would carry out.
I'll think more highly of it.
Well, we've seen that happen.
What Jeff had pulled up here that we were looking at on the computer is a list of sales within that area over the course of the last 2 years, and sales vary. Some are less expensive than James said, but the median of what those sales are going for is about 15.
That's going to drop your assessed valuation down to $2,850 from the $6,080.
So the motion's on the floor for $15,000 for each lot. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Try to keep her at home.
She's my right-hand gal.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
We have enough. I think maybe I better stay home.
Hey, the kid had egg on his chin. Teacher said, "You had eggs for breakfast this morning, did you?" He said, "No, it was yesterday morning."
Oh.
Thank you.
Yeah, 6 minutes to your next appointment.
Can you update me on what the appraised and the assessed were of those two lots, Christy, so I can put it in the record here. Yes, ma'am. I'm not logged in here yet. I'll try to catch up.
I can give it to you. On the two lots, they were both appraised at $32,000 by the assessor, and with the motion, it took it down to, are you wanting to know what the calculation would be? Okay, so the assessed valuation takes it down to $2,850 for each of the two lots.
Does that go? Okay, look.
That's based on the $15,000.
No, I meant what it was prior to the decision.
$6,080
was the assessed?
Yes.
And what was the appraised?
$32,000.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Are Mr. and Mrs. Carter going to be in person, do you know, or?
I think so.
It says teleconference.
Says what?
Yes, you're right, teleconference. I've got 3346061. Is that what you had?
3466.
Yeah, 3460-61.
Thank you.
looks like he's requesting to lower the value based on a recent appraisal dated 5/11/2012. The appraisal is $170,000. James, do you have that appraisal? You want to look at it?
I'm looking at it here. Okay. The only thing
I've Christy, can you give me that phone number?
On it is
334-6061.
And the appraiser don't make note of whether all three of those sales that he used as comparable is foreclosures. Can you see that, Jeff?
Yeah, it says arm's length on all of them.
That's what I've seen that, but the value falls in line with being foreclosures in that area. They paid $272 for it in 06. And he's used three comparables, 160, 174, and 173. If they're true comparables, I mean, I'm right on his appraisal, but if they're bank foreclosures, that's a different story. I could go have my guys to backdate some deeds and see where they came from. You want me to put that request in? All they got to do is look up 330 Southwood Drive and 209 Eagle Point Drive and 17.
It's like, what is it? TaneyCounty.org?
Point Drive.
Are they?
He just doesn't want to help me.
Is it? Well, they're compared. That's where you're headed. No, it's right there, but on the left house. Do you want to look at the
girls, I can type it in, which I've done a few times. Here's where I'm trying to go.
Let's see. He's trying to fix it up. Trying to turn it.
This is what you clicked to go?
What?
What did you click to go on the web?
He set it up for me. I'm on the web, for example, mocounties.com, which is the Missouri Association of Counties, comes right out. But I can't get our website to come up. And since I'm connected now to this, it's not in my favorites. TaneyCounty.com is what I've been putting. TaneyCounty.org. That's what I've
Was that down on the lane? Mm-hmm. That's when I ended up moving in.
You're now?
No, I sold it and bought a house.
Oh, TaneyCounty.com, isn't it?
No, that's .org.
I had. I mean, it was.
But I was asking to make sure that I.
That one, well, both of them were for it.
But I do. Here's one to have it.
I wonder. I wonder if I can get there by going up through. That's what I started a minute ago.
And you couldn't.
Yeah.
MoCounties.com. I made a mistake.
Then it is coming back a little bit.
And then, yeah, one in.
Try typing it again because it gives you a place on there where it asks when you search for it.
Here?
Google. No, try typing it in again.
Oh, I had www this time.
The people come in and
bought it. So you went back to.
I've tried different ones, but it's.
You went back to.
And they're wanting to sell it. And they cut it down to, they started at 315 or something. You got it down to 285,000 now and still can sell it. I mean, it's 3 or 4 or 5 year old home, nice. I mean, they're.
What time are we scheduled right now for that phone call?
I think he lost all the legs yesterday. He lost everything. Yeah. I guess he opened
the property to get ready to call. Yeah.
It was in clear.
It takes it back to where she's at.
Do you have Internet Explorer?
Where's this parcel located?
Percentage out of the.
Thousand Hills Condominium.
I'm sorry. Mr. Carter?
Yes.
This is Ron Houseman with the Taney County Board of Equalization.
Yes, sir.
I have you on speakerphone, and all the members of the Board of Equalization are present, which includes, as part of the board, the county assessor and the county clerk. And we have on the screen a parcel of property that you have appealed the valuation of.
That's correct.
And would you like to talk to us about this parcel of property and your thoughts on it?
Well, it goes back to when we really purchased it in February 2006. And we paid a little over $272,000, put 20% down. Roughly the amount financed at that time was over $209,000. And I know that the real estate taxes have been appraised on that figure. We recently, in April, started looking for a refinance and closed in September, I believe it was. And the appraisal that came in was only $170,000. So I thought, man, $100,000 drop in the value deserved to look at the at your board there as far as real estate taxes, because our property is not worth as much it was when we first bought it. So that was the reason I applied and see if we couldn't do something I think the real estate taxes were a little high due to the fact of the value of the property.
Okay, we're looking at the comparables that we're going through the appraisal that you forwarded to us currently that's up on the screen.
Right. Which none of them were even in this area that I noticed anyway as far as the comps.
Can you tell me about that? Oh, you've got them in here?
This is James Strahan, the county assessor, and a little confusing issue for me is just what you stated, that none of them was in the area of the comps. When I have a sale on August 1st, 2011, which he used July 2011, that was not in your area, this is actually in your setup there at $255,900. I furnished that here to the board. It would be on page 50 of 71. You may not have it. It's right here. I'm sorry. But
the appraisal was done May the 11th last year.
Right. And
had figures, which you probably already see, of Eagle Point, Cedar Ridge Way, Wildwood, and then ours at 108 Residence Lane.
Yeah, I understand that. I just don't know why the appraiser didn't get the sale next door to you.
What was the date of that one?
August 1st of 2011.
And our appraisal was done last year, right? I couldn't tell you that. It was done by Cooper, as you probably noticed. Cooper Appraisal out of Branson West.
I know that's right.
I can only give you with what I received, and that's why I was sent all this to you to look at. What was the number of the house you said next to me that was appraised for $255,000?
Let's just go back up.
Unit 2, Building 3 of Phase 7.
Do you know the actual number? Ours is 108, so I'm just curious.
No, I don't. I got parcel number 602.
Because I've lived here, like I say, we moved in July of 2006, and as far as I know, nobody has sold any next door to me, either side.
Well, it wouldn't be next door, but it's in the same complex. I apologize for saying next door, but it's in the same complex because it's labeled with the same parcel number.
Because if it's at the one at the end, which was one of the first ones built, it was built probably a little different design than ours, more room, whatever.
This is a one bedroom.
This is two bedrooms,
two?
Actually three, but one upstairs, two down.
That square footage can't be right.
No.
Say that square footage can't be right. That's not, is it?
It's a base area, square footage.
Oh.
And you've got your adjusted area square footages.
Three bedroom?
He's got over 2,000 square feet.
Yeah, he's got a large.
That's kind of what he said.
In fact, all of them on my side of this area are 21, roughly right at 2150. On the south end of us, on the south side, they're all at 1650, so. That's the variances, anyway.
This is the appraisal that was done for him, right, Jeff?
Mm-hmm.
And this is the subject property?
Yes. Yes.
One bedroom. One point, not bad.
That can't be right.
I'm just saying this doesn't make sense to me.
Right.
The subject property.
You need to get over on
saying,
the
James?
You got to get over on the mic there, Ron. Tell him where his appraisal says. Well, I'll just state it over here so he understands what we're dealing with.
he's comparing, it looks like properties that have one bedroom.
Right.
That lasts a lot of time.
We're having discussion here, looking at the screen and looking at the appraisal.
Right.
And the like properties that they're comparing yours to are one bedrooms, and some of them are 1,000 square feet, and yours is around 2,000 square feet and a three bedroom. So the appraisal that he's giving and his comparables are really not comparable on your appraisal.
I understand.
Well,
so basically what we're saying is we can't use your appraisal to try to make this judgment.
Does that mean I need to go back to Cooper and say he really didn't give me a decent appraisal? What should I do? Because
let me ask you a question, because if what we're looking at shows the property that you own, or is designated to be the property you own, and it's not describing what you're saying. Go ahead, Jeff.
Well, he's got the rooms below grade as two bedrooms, one bath.
I don't see that. Where is that?
Keep going down.
Keep going down right there.
Rooms below grade. That means one family room, two bedroom, one bath.
And then this is the other bedroom that's upstairs.
Right.
Okay, so the appraisal is designated that below grade there are two other bedrooms.
Right.
Okay. We're just trying to ferret out how the appraisal is put together here.
Yeah, well, so am I right now. This is an appraiser that the U.S. Bank had come out. He's out of Branson, West Missouri.
James, do you have any recommendations?
My recommendation to this board is to set that at value at ~95% depreciation, which would bring his building value at $190,576, plus his common, which would be dropping his value to $210,576 from the $244,680.
Motion to do so then, because we can't use his appraisal.
Is there a second to that motion?
I second.
Motion's been made and seconded to lower the value, appraised value of property number 2013-49 from $244,680 to $210,576 per recommendation of the county assessor. Discussion? Mr. Carter, do you have anything else to say? We're getting ready to vote here.
Well, let me know what I'm supposed to do as far as the appraisal. If he was way off, what rights do I have?
Well, we're still ferreting through that, so we don't know that he was way off. When we first pointed this out, at least I didn't see that he had two bedrooms that were listed as, what did you call it, Jeff? Subgrade or?
Below grade.
Below grade, and I didn't see those. So he does have all three bedrooms listed. But what the assessor has done is put this in line with the number of the properties that are there, with the recent sale that he has, and the motion is to lower this about $34,000 in valuation. And let me inform you of this. Once that this board has made a decision, you're going to receive notification of it in mail, and there will be instructions if you wish to appeal this to the State Tax Commission. And there will be directions on how to do that. They, sir, would come down here and meet with you at a designated time to give you an opportunity to appeal this decision.
Okay, I understand.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Mr. Carter, thank you for your time.
Sure, thanks.
Jeff, are you looking at that appraisal?
I looked at it a little bit, yeah.
Well, why has he got an adjustment of a two-car attached open? He gives it plus $10,000. The next two-car attached, he gives no adjustment. The next two-car attached, he gives no adjustment. Did you see that?
I couldn't tell you. I didn't see it.
I don't know why he made that adjustment. Okay.
Next are James and Linda Chapman. Are they to appear in person? Donna?
They are. It says on evidence. So it's evidence presented.
This is a property you gentlemen set the value on last year at Oak Knoll out south of Hollister.
Is this where you're going right here?
The Board of Equalization set those values up on top.
Say it again, I'm sorry, James.
Oak Knoll out south of Hollister. You guys set those values last year. This would be a golf course lot, I'm assuming.
Oh, in Branson Creek?
Yeah, in Branson Creek, I'm sorry.
We did adjustment. That was one of the last ones where we did five or six of those.
Yes.
Subdivisions and stuff and made the adjustments on it.
I don't have this one as having an adjustment last year.
You don't have an adjustment last year?
No, it don't have an adjustment because it had already been adjusted.
So the assessed is $14,290. What is the appraised?
$75,200.
And this is home, patio home?
Raw land.
This is raw land, okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
You have an appraisal. I have an appraisal for it too.
You have an appraisal that he's presented? Let's have a look at it.
Read that.
Jeff had it.
We had five or six people come in from that particular area, and there was a common price that was given to all those lots, and it would happen the very last, I believe it happened the very last day. This may have been one of them we used for the adjustment because some of the lots were extremely high. This one sounds high to me, but I don't know, but we used the comparables and everything last year on the other lots.
I think it went from $150,000 down to the $75,000 too, back when it was adjusted.
Well, this is one of the lots that, at least according to the map, does not sit on the golf course, but it's in the subdivision.
You lowered it from 22.9 assessed to 15.2 assessed. So to say it had never been adjusted by BOE, you can see it right there, it has been.
Back in 2008?
Yeah. And it, so whenever the adjustment came last year, it already had its lowering for 3 or 4 years and didn't get lowered with what the rest of them did. I think is the way that's happened.
Yeah, I'm looking at all the lots down below it, actually. that overlook the course, and they're at the they're at the same. There's a larger lot that's more.
What's the one directly? Maybe the lot level isn't as flat or anything, but pretty much directly south of it. But again, I don't know what the...
That's a bank, right?
So it's probably a repo? Potentially.
But it's going for the value of it, not the...
Yeah.
Who owns it?
Let me rephrase that. That may be why that value is placed on it. I don't know that. What is that building that's down below there? Brandon, do you see that?
That's their shop building.
Yeah, that's like a maintenance.
So this, you know what? I'm trying to remember this other one that is on there.
We made an adjustment because of
because of that building, I
right.
think.
Oh, okay.
And there's a straight bluff right behind the building. They've shot it off probably, it may be as high as 16 foot high right there where they shot that. Wall. Right.
Does that affect these, the other lot? If not,
not up there.
Oh, that's on up. I'm sorry. I'm down
talking
below.
About that one that's
down
the
below.
Bank on.
Yeah, we made an adjustment on a couple in this area because of that building. They laid right next to it, and actually, one of them I think blocked some view or something. You remember that last year when we had?
Yes.
Saying last year, I mean, it could have been previous years. I just
don't ever work off a memory when you're over 50.
That's the reason I'm relying on Jeff.
Who?
Yeah.
What are the neighboring lots around him valued at? Did we determine that?
Looks to me like the same, James. Everybody on that row coming up to him, however, has a home. His is the only one that does not have a home in that line. But below him, along the lower line, sitting on the course, all of those are at that same price.
There's a couple of bank-owned ones that are...
What about this one?
Jeff, the lot right beside him, the house sold for $278,000. If we go back to the theory of that, pretty consistent.
Sold for how much?
$278,000. The one right beside his lot, parcel number 32.
When you subtract out the value of the land,
the land, it should be at 55.6 at 20%. And then I'll add to that parcel 15 and 16 both sold for $50,000. So this board could easily look at that 55.6 as being a value.
Well, can you go to the map for me on the screen, Christy? See all those lower lots, James, down on the course?
Yeah.
Right there, all those. All of the same.
Okay.
And they're all the same, what do you mean, was price?
All the same value.
I know, but
they're the same value, 75 to.
What I'm saying is they lay along the lot.
Of course.
Is the other lot, the way it lays,
tier.
It's across second tier.
Yeah. See, put the arrow on where the lot is that we're talking about, right there. Can you get rid of that? Right. Yeah. So then, if you drop down a full tier underneath the road, that's where the lots are across there. Click on the big over in the corner. That's interesting. Right there.
That's not a building. That's an entrance. There's no ability to build. I think.
Am I misunderstanding what you said, though? You said that the 56,000 that you were talking about on that second tier, is that the one you said was that a lot right beside it or a home right beside it?
The home right beside it's over 278,000.
And if you figured the 20 or 25% or something?
No, that's at 20%. If you go up to the 25%, you're looking at what I've got it on for.
This is a stuff to
278,000.
Yeah, these are $69,500. What was you recommending, James?
To put that on at the 20% land value of what the neighboring home sold for. It sold for $278,000.
Now, what dollar is that? 56 something?
55,600.
What's he asking for in his request?
He's asking for $3,800 assessed, which would be $20,000 appraised.
I don't know why the appraiser didn't use these two $50,000 sales. It's neighboring lots. It's been announced to me.
Motion to accept the recommendation of the assessor, $55,660.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion's been made and seconded to establish the value of BOE number 2013-50 from $75,200 down to $55,600. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay. Motion carries. If I'm looking at the next property, can you give me, it says here that it's canceled.
It's canceled.
On 08, can you give me the appraised value and the assessed value of what that property was?
On 08... the assessed value was $13,110. The appraised was $69,000. And they originally were requesting $2,527.
Don't mean to be.
It's Branson Hills that you guys.
I just want to make sure that your figure and her figure is correct as we're going off of.
That's right.
Your figure. So you've got it. 69 and 13,110. They've asked per phone to cancel this, but I need a motion for this to remain the same. Or no change, rather. I think that's the verbiage that we have for our records. Is there a motion?
I'll make that motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to enter a decision of no change based upon the cancellation from the property owner regarding 2013-08, which would leave the appraised value at $69,000. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Your next individual should be in person. It is the K-E-L-L-S-E-R-L-L-C. They have several properties. The subdivisions are Sycamore Ridge, Suncrest Condos, and Vineyards Condominium.
Are all of these condos?
Yes, looks like, yes.
Do we have any idea if all of these properties are similar? In other words, are we going to be looking at... The reason I'm asking is there's like 6, 7, 8 of them scheduled for the same time.
Right.
It's like four of them are.
27 through 33 are all
27 through 33, Sycamore Ridge. Let me write that down.
So, yes.
34 through 39 are Suncrest condos.
And that person is to appear.
40 through 43 are Vineyards condominiums. And 44 and 45 are Point Royal condos.
So I wonder if we have an owner, if we have an attorney. Do we have any indication?
This is the owner.
Pardon?
This is the owner today.
Kind of, I'm a little confused at looking at his evidence. He's asking for the lowering, like $1,500, and it was bought as a foreclosure. I don't understand that. But I don't see that information on here as being matching what he's having to say.
Hi.
Hi. Are you here for Kella? K-E-L-L-A?
Yes.
Okay.
No.
No, 9:15 is what you're scheduled.
We will be ready just as soon as our other member gets back. We just took a quick break, which gives us an opportunity. We would like to take a recess for 5 minutes.
That wouldn't be.
That'd be nice.
Let's stand in recess for 5 minutes.
Real nice. Thank you. Exactly.